This bonus CD in the Full Potential program contains music for confidence. It contains words and thoughts for relaxation. You've done great so far. You know it. You know how much you have put forth in this process of getting yourself completely tuned up and tuned in to your full potential. Good luck. Take three deep breaths in, warm, relaxing breaths. And as you exhale each of these breaths, imagine the movement of air out of your lungs, knowing that with each of these breaths, you're now ready to enter into a new way of being. Take three deep breaths in. Imagine the movement of air out of your lungs, you take breaths in, and as you exhale, the air moves out like a stream of water, flowing, moving. And as you take your next deep, slow breath in, imagine waves of relaxation moving through your entire body, rippling, rippling. It moves from the mouth, over your head, down your shoulders and arms, into your chest and torso, down your legs with each and every breath. Allow the exhale to move you. Allowing that relaxation to move down your body. Good. Now inhale. Now exhale. Knowing with each and every inhale, you're bringing new energy and new possibilities. And with each and every exhale, you're letting go of the old ways, releasing tension, worries. Take an inhale, holding your breath, exhale. Allowing the ripples of calm and peace to move you. It entrances you, consumes you, and it invites you to enter into your own true potential. It's so easy to feel relaxed and calm. It's so easy to relax every part of your body, every muscle, every organ that your body holds can relax almost as if you are asleep, though your mind can remain alert and awake. And know how comforting it is to know that learning this is so easy and effortless. All you need to do is know you are learning, have the intention, and it will happen. All you need to do to relax your entire body is to engage your will. Because the mind is so very powerful and merely with a thought, all of your resources will move you towards your intention. So notice the different sensations as you sit or lie down, however it is that you are in a comfortable pose, relaxing. And draw your attention to the muscles of your face and notice how you're able to distinguish the different feelings or the non-feelings that you experience. Notice the muscles around your mouth and allow them to relax into comfort and let go. Be present in this very moment, in the comfortable feeling of just being. And I wonder how soon you can relax all the surrounding muscles, letting go and relaxing as you let the comfortable feelings move up your jaw to your ear, feeling the comfort, allowing each and every muscle, each and every wave go over and relax and let go. How easy it is to have this happen. And all the sensations that you may feel that may move through you, allow your heart to beat slower. Allow your breathing to be more relaxed as your mind begins to focus and discern the details from the larger ideas, and allow those ripples around your face, the ripples of relaxation, to go over the top of your head, permeating your forehead, relaxing, letting go in this zone of comfort, releasing tensions, stress, the ideas that you've been holding on to, you can just let go. Surrender and release with each and every breath. And send that amazing feeling down the back of your neck, into your shoulders, loosening up, the waves moving, allowing them to just loosen and relax like the ebb and flow, knowing that our bodies are just like water responding to the moon, flowing and moving. So too, each and every muscle, each and every organ, each and every cell responds to your will as you give it direction to let go and relax. As you take slow breaths in, the waves move down the back of your head and the back of your neck and into your shoulders, into your upper back, flowing, moving, opening. The comfort moves down your arms, flowing like the waters lapping on the shore, warming you as you become like the temperature of the water. Your forearms taking in the water, the comfort, drifting down and down, deeper and deeper into this soothing place of relaxation. And I wonder what kind of sensations you might be feeling. Maybe you feel the same. Maybe you feel lighter. Maybe you feel heavier. Maybe you just feel different. And imagine attached to your right arm are hundreds of beautiful, bright balloons, all different colors, bright balloons, and feel their lightness as they reach and yearn to go up. Feel your arm attached to these hundreds and hundreds of balloons. And imagine your left arm has huge encyclopedias resting one after another, placed heavy on top of your left arm. And just imagine your right arm with the balloons and your left arm with these heavy, heavy books. Good. Release the balloons, move the books, and let's continue with the relaxation, moving down your arms into each and every finger, passing the wrist, giving you a wave of relaxation in each and every digit. And I know how easy it is to send a wave of relaxation down your chest, allowing it to flow into your abdomen, sending that comfort down, surrendering, allowing it to move and warm, allowing your hips to just relax, your legs to let go, thighs, knees, the waves of comfort moving down, flowing, like a breeze capturing your body, dancing within its music. And notice the sensation as it moves through your calves and your feet, letting go, feeling so relaxed, so calm. The bottoms of your feet letting go. And bring the attention back to the muscles of your face. And notice that now that you're comfortable, how easy it is to just be in this place. And as you think of the muscles of your face and notice how relaxed they are, I want to show you how powerful you can fool your body to do whatever it is that you want. You can suggest it, and it will happen. You make it happen, and you're learning now how your intentions, your desires, will respond to you when you're in this deep, relaxed space. And as I count down from 5 to 1, you'll begin to realize how very easy it is to be in sync with yourself, with your mind, with this present moment, with your body completely relaxed. And as I count down from 5 to 1, you'll allow your eyelids to get so heavy, heavier than they've ever been. And by the time I reach 1, your eyelids will be too relaxed to open. Imagine it, and it will be so. 5, allow that deep relaxation into your eyes, feeling their heaviness. Your eyelids are heavy, as if you are asleep. They don't want to budge. 4. You're letting go, relaxing as if there is glue underneath your eyelids. As if there's glue and it's stuck shut. As if there's tape and glue and they don't want to move. 3, they are locked down. Your eyelids are so relaxed that they do not open. They have surrendered, they are so heavy. 2, tightly shut. The more you try to open them, the more you want to open them, the more they stay shut, locked. So relaxed. 1, when you're sure the muscles are just as relaxed as they could be, so relaxed, give a little tiny tug. Just try to open them. Just try. And notice how they just don't want to move. Good, you can stop and let go even more into the comfort, more into the relaxation, as your body seems to leap into this flow. Your head remains alert. You're fully in the comfort and relaxation, and even more alert than usual. You're tapping into an inner strength, an inner connection, and notice how powerful that is. When you're in this relaxed state, it is so easy to move towards all of your goals and all of the dreams you have for yourself. All you need to do is think of the things you'd like to keep in your mind and allow those things to flow through your mind and hold them in your mind, all that you desire to remember. Anytime you want to go back to this state or go deeper, all you need to do is count from 10 down to 1, and you will go back into this relaxed state even more relaxed than you were before. All you need to do is count from 10 to 1 like this. 10, every muscle in my face is relaxed and more comfortable. 9, it's like a flow, a breeze, a comfort as the relaxation moves down my neck. And 8, the relaxation moves down my neck into my shoulders. 7, the relaxation penetrates my back, radiating out rippling comfort and relaxation into my arms. 6, I feel the flow moving deeper into my lower back, into my abdomen. 5, I surrender as I feel the comfort moving through my hips and down my legs. 4, my forearms relax, my knees relax. 3, each and every finger lets go and hold on to the comfort that has replaced everything else that was there before. Relaxed. and present. 2, the comfort moves down into my ankles, down into the heels of my feet, down into my toes. 1, I feel at peace. So this relaxed state that you've been in, seeing yourself exactly the way that you want to see yourself, being exactly the way that you want to be in your mind's eye, brings you closer and closer to your truth and your path. And as I count down from 10 to 1, you will emerge feeling more awake, more alert, more focused, in charge, and excited about this process that you're embarking on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Notice how great you feel, alert, awake, excited. Notice how good you feel having moved through all of these different ways of manifesting your destiny. Doesn't that feel great? Be here now. Stay here now. Now it's time to form a vivid mental image of how you are in the test and how easy it is to take the time, all the time you need, to read each and every question. And notice that each question has its own special request. And it isn't so important that you rush through each and every one. It's only important that you stay present and answer the question, because speed will come with practice. Speed will come with understanding. Speed will come with acceptance. And there is something you want to learn about yourself. And it's not really important what the unconscious mind has known all along. You have learned it in a balanced way. And your unconscious mind knows that type of balance is necessary. Yes. It is necessary for this test. It is necessary for life. to stay focused. That's right. It's so useful and so important to allow your unconscious mind to give you all of the gifts and all of the tools that you have acquired, because all of these will lend themselves to an opportunity. And this opportunity will allow you to make changes and have learning experiences, choices, potentials met. And it's only important that when you are ready and not before, that you learn exactly what you need to be in this peaceful state. Your brain is like a computer, and you are the programmer. And as you take the test, notice that as you want to get to an answer, calmly, in this relaxed place, all you need to do is allow your mind to work like the computer it is, inviting the answer from your unconscious mind into your conscious mind, and trusting that all of the preparation that you've done is right here for you. And all you need to do is to be present to the process, is to be present to each and every question and what it's asking. And notice how good you feel as you take this section, as you take the questions one by one, reading clearly and concisely what the question is asking for. And as you begin to do this more and more, it will become easier and easier to attach yourself to this process and to allow this process to work on you as you work on it. When you are ready to feel the confidence that you have within you, anytime you feel that you want focus and concentration, all you need to do is take your thumb and forefinger and put them together, taking a deep breath in, 3, 2, 1, and allow a wave of focus and concentration to just ignite. Knowing full well, all you need to do is take your thumb and forefinger, put them together, thinking as you breathe a deep breath. 3, 2, 1, and allowing the feeling of focus, the feeling of concentration to move through you. And each and every day that you work through this, you feel more relaxed, more focused, because you have learned how to relax and how to concentrate. You feel fulfilled with each and every question because you're able to take each question and respond exactly to what it's asking. Your brain is like a computer, and you are the programmer. Your brain is like a computer, and you are the end user. Now I want you to take a moment and imagine the very last thing that you see before you start to feel the things that you're not comfortable feeling. Maybe it's when you're looking at a question and you don't fully understand it. Maybe it's when you go blank. There's a myriad of things that you might feel. And right before you start to feel that way, think of the very last thing you see. And I want you to take that image and with your eyes closed, project it like a movie in front of you in full Technicolor, a big movie screen in full color, and see what it is that you see. Now in the lower left-hand side, I want you to imagine there's a small, dark, black and white image of how you see yourself to be when you completely are in control and are completely the way that you want to be. How is it that you feel or that you think you'll appear when you can take this test and be in full control? See it from the outside in this small, dark, black and white image. Now in just a moment, I'm going to be counting backwards 3, 2, 1. And when I get to 1, we're going to switch. We're going to switch that small black and white image to become a full Technicolor image, and that original image will just fall away. Maybe it will shatter. Maybe it will fade. Maybe it will disappear. We'll do this several times. And notice at the very end what changes occur. Let's begin. On a blank screen in front of you, you see the very last thing that you see before whatever challenge you face occurs. And in the lower left-hand side, place a small black and white image of how you want to be. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Allow that switch to happen. The smaller image, dark, black and white, gets huge, big. The bigger image disappears. The new image gains color. It's bright. Bring it closer. See how beautiful it is. Now turn everything to blackness. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch them. The small black and white image gets bright technicolor, overpowering the picture you had before. That one falls away, and you're left with that small image, huge. Bring it closer, make it louder. Make it however it's going to make you feel good. Now turn it all back to a black screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Allow the small one to get larger. Allow it to take over where the other image was. That one, original one, falls away. It's gone. Make that image brighter now. Make it more colorful. Make the sounds more magical, more close to where you're standing, where you are. Now, I'm going to repeat these instructions, and you will allow your imagination to guide you through the steps that we've gone through slowly. Turn the screen in front of you blank, and allow both images to come up. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Turn it back to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Turn it to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Turn it to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Bring it to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. Turn it to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. As you see this new image, make it bigger, make it brighter. If it has sounds, make those sounds louder. If it has colors, make them brighter. If it's farther away, bring it closer, and notice how very powerful your imagination is. Turn it to a blank screen. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Verite. Switch the images. The smaller image gets larger. It takes over where the bigger image was. That bigger image is gone. That smaller black and white image becomes technicolor. Closer. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch the images. As they switch the bigger image, you lose that image. It's gone. The smaller one in the left-hand corner gets bigger, brighter, closer. And as it does, now turn everything to black and bring up both images. Good. 3, 2, 1. Verite. Switch those images. The smaller one gets larger. The bigger one falls away. Good. Now bring everything to black. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch them. Good. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. 3, 2, 1. Switch. Turn everything to black. 3, 2, 1. Switch. Good. Turn everything to black. 3, 2, 1. Switch. Turn everything to black. 3, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Three, two, one. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Bring everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Good. Now bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Bring up both images. Three, two, one. Switch. Turn everything to black. Now I want you to try to just bring up that original image. Try to bring up that original image. And you might notice that there's something different about it. Or you might notice you're not able to bring it up. It might be hazy. It might just not be the same. Can you bring it up? Has it changed? Is it more difficult to see what you originally saw? You will continue this exercise on your own, this 3-2-1 verite, this 3-2-1 switch, until when you bring up the original image, you are not able to. And when you do that, you have changed the way you think. You have created a new pattern of being, and that new pattern is the pattern for success. Continue on your own until that first image is no longer able to be brought forward. You can repeat this exercise again, starting with 10 repetitions. The second time, doing another 10 and continuing forward. It's easy. And as you see that image just disintegrate, that original image disintegrate, you have now changed your behavioral response. Because the grooves that we make in our mind, the patterns that we hold, we can change them. We can be the people that we want to be and take on the roles we want to take. And you can be the best test taker ever by just giving yourself permission to be in that role.
Of grace, let me taste and to see your divine face. Let me in to your disgrace and let me free. Let me displace all the fear and anxiety. Let me reside with you and let me be free. Let the peace resonate and to radiate. Let me feel all the gradients gradiate. Let the light flow. Let the water in, let the fire and the earth surround and spin and envelop me. And let me be what you want me to be, your high majesty. In this holarchy, no duality, no hierarchy. Shenichon kod shamri chushchintein. For the sake of making me whole today.